The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Not to put too much pressure into the second part of today's second date update, but this is the moment where we find out if God really exists.
No pressure at all, Jubal.
No pressure at all. If you missed the first part of today's second date update, Keith is on the phone and he wants to call a girl named Amy who he met at a church function, and then they ended up going out to Olive Garden. The date ended with her kind of getting up and saying, okay, well, thank you very much for the time, shaking his hand and then walking off. He said that she wasn't exactly mad, but she also didn't seem very happy. So we're going to try to get her on the phone and find out what went wrong. Keith?
Yeah.
Are you ready to see if God, in fact, does exist and you guys will go out on a second date?
I'm ready to call her, yeah. Okay.
I will say, Keith, your date only lasted 28 minutes, and I don't think that that's fair of her. I think she should have given you more of a chance. Obviously, you were nervous. Doesn't sound like you drink alcohol, which is always my go-to to make myself more relaxed. So I'm hoping that you get another chance at this.
Thank you for saying that. I don't know why it ended so early. Hopefully, she'll tell us.
Yeah. Okay, I'll dial her phone number right now and see if we can get her on the phone, okay?
Thank you, and God bless.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Amy, please?
This is Amy.
Amy, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Who is it?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
I don't know who that is.
Well, Jubal would be me, and Brook and Jubal in the Morning is a radio show, and Brooke would be the Brook part of that whole thing.
Hey, Amy.
And Jose would be that dude you hear right there. So,
hi.
What is going on here?
It's a radio show, and one of our listeners emailed us to see if we could get a hold of you.
Who?
Well, his name is Keith.
Keith?
Yeah, Keith.
Keith from the church thing?
Yes, Keith from the church thing. The guy that you met at like a singles barbecue and then you went with him to the OG.
The OG. The Olive Garden?
Olive Garden.
Oh. I mean, if you're not hip enough with the OG slang.
Yeah. I'm just confused as to why you guys are calling.
Well, we do a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. So Keith is wondering why you kind of left your date early and then haven't been responding to his text messages or calls.
Is this for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 100% for real.
It's very
Keith really
real.
Liked you. He said he had a good time. He said a lot of nice things about you, but he's confused why you don't want to see him again.
I'm confused as to why he would even call me back. But
what? Really?
Yeah.
He said, like, that you were awesome and gorgeous and you guys had fun at the barbecue.
Well, I felt really bad because we played some, like, games. One of them was an egg toss, and I threw it kind of hard. Maybe I wanted to get out of there. I don't know, but it kind of went in his mouth, and it got stuck there. And then
he told us about the whole egg fiasco. But then he says after that he asked you out. You said yes, and he thought you were having a good time at the Olive Garden until you took off.
Well, we were having a decent time. I mean, he was a nice enough guy. He was. It's just that, you know, I ordered a bunch of stuff, and he told me, order whatever I want, but he only ordered a salad. And so I said, well, how come you're not eating more? And he said that he couldn't really afford it, but he'll pay it back, and he was borrowing against the collection plate.
Wait, what?
Borrowing church
money? Wait, you can't borrow money from the... So wait, he steals...
So he grabs it out of the collection plate.
Listen, I don't know how he does it. You know, all I know is he said he pays it back. So I just was out of there. I had to go.
Yeah, you know? You're like guilty by association if you're eating a big meal at the Olive Garden on the church's tab.
Yeah.
Right.
Not even that's on the church's tab, like on people who's donating their money to the church's tab.
I felt so guilty. I just had to get up and shake his hand and go, you know, like, thank you, but no thank you, you know?
Oh,
yeah, I had no idea that you could use that as a loan, too. I got to start going to church again.
No, you can't, Jude.
I mean, what's crazy to me is that he told you this without thinking anything was wrong about it, is what it sounds like.
That's the whole thing, is he didn't think there was anything wrong with it, and that his whole thing was that he was going to pay it back, so that makes it okay.
Like, I don't think so.
Wow. All right, so...
Excuse me, guys, can I just say, hey, it's me, it's Keith. Can I say something?
Yeah, you can, Keith. You were supposed to wait, but I'll just tell Amy right now. Amy, Keith is on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What is going on?
Keith really wants to talk to you, so he was waiting until his moment, and I guess he found his moment.
There it is.
Amy, listen, you're getting it all wrong. Look, I just borrow money from the collection plate, and then I pay it back on Sundays. That's it.
That's not okay, though. Like, I don't understand that.
No, Amy, it is okay. Like, I do it all the time. I do it, like, literally every weekend, and there's never a problem.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Guys, I don't know why everyone is freaking out about this. I pay it back. It's not like I'm stealing from God. I pay the money back.
Lord.
Keith.
Lord.
No.
Yes. How do you even do it? What do you, I mean, are you just, when it comes to you, you're just taking the money and.
No, I mean, I work behind the scenes and I take the collection plates back. And I, you know, look, every time I replace the money, every Sunday that I took from the week before, I replace the money.
Okay, so I guess it's not really stealing if you're giving them the same amount back, or is it still stealing? I don't understand.
They're out money for a whole week.
Okay, look. You're making me sound like a bad person here, and I'm not a bad person. I mean, I go to church.
Okay.
I don't think that's
you're
the
right.
qualifier.
Amy, Father doesn't know, but I think he has an idea, and he's okay with it.
No!
Oh, you think he has an idea?
Maybe?
He didn't tell you it's okay. It's stealing. It's not borrowing.
Amy, you are judging me right now, and I'm praying hard for you, but you are judging me.
Don't pray for me. Pray for yourself. You're a criminal.
On that note, I'm praying for both of you to go out again on another date.
No!
Amy, would you like to go out with Keith one more time? I guess the Lord will pay for it. But if not, then we'll pay for it.
Well, they have to, because otherwise he's going to have to go on the collection plate and take it again.
I can just pay it back.
No, Keith, you have to stop this practice, like, right now, okay?
Okay?
It is not okay. There's nothing about it that it's okay.
Amy, do you want to go out again?
Not really, Keith. This whole thing has just left a bad taste in my mouth. No, I'm good.
Well, that's disappointing, you know. And if I do see you at church days or another church function, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I'll come up and talk to you. I don't know. Maybe I'm...
Whoa.
You're, wow, Keith.
You're a wild card,
take
Keith.
That
is some strong action. You are an outlaw.
No, I'm not. I'm not an outlaw. I'm a man of God, and I'm also human, and I deal with emotions like everybody else.
Aww.
All right, well, I'm sorry you didn't get a second date, Keith.
Aww.
Thanks for trying, Tubal.
Yep. Yeah. And Amy, thank you very much for being honest with us. I appreciate that.
Well, yeah, I'm just glad it came out, because it's wrong. The whole thing's wrong.
It is wrong. Keith, it is wrong to do that. Also, can I go to church with you?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.